A major legislative goal signed into law. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. President Biden has signed off on the Inflation Reduction Act, a pared-down version of his Build Back Better bill.
The bill I'm about to sign is not just about today. It's about tomorrow. It's about delivering progress and prosperity to American families. It's about showing the American and the American people that democracy still works in America.
The measure caps Medicare drug prices and spends about $375 billion on climate and energy initiatives. The House and Senate signed off on the bill this month with only Democrats in support of it. Republicans warn of higher taxes on working families and spending they say will make inflation worse. Two states holding primaries tonight in Wyoming. Republican Liz Cheney is in the battle to save her congressional seat. In Alaska, voters are taking part in a special election to fill the congressional seat held by Don Young, who died earlier this year. There's also a Senate primary for the seat currently held by Republican Lisa Murkowski. A judge has scheduled a Thursday hearing on whether the affidavit used to raid former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort should be released, as the former president calls for its release on his social media platform.
Trump writing he believes the move would be in the best interest of transparency, while saying there's no way to justify the raid he claims was unannounced. Trump's post comes after the Justice Department filed a motion opposing the release of the affidavit, arguing the release would compromise future investigative steps and the integrity of the investigation that involves highly classified materials.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Russia calling it a sabotage, with Kyiv hinting at responsibility as explosions rocked a military base in Crimea. That's an important supply line for Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Russian officials say the blast forced 2,000 people from a nearby village to evacuate and disrupted trains. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
A settlement's been reached with Illinois healthcare workers who sued after losing work because they refused to get a COVID-19 vaccination.
Healthcare workers employed by North Shore University Health System in Illinois have gotten a $10 million settlement from a lawsuit challenging their hospital's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. The suit, filed in October 2021, claimed that North Shore illegally refused to grant any religious exemptions to the vaccinations. The settlement was approved in Illinois Northern District Court and means 473 workers will be eligible for compensation, and anyone fired as a result of the mandate could get $25,000. Those fired because they refused to get the shot will also be eligible for re-employment in the hospital system. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
First Lady Jill Biden has tested positive for COVID. The White House says she has mild symptoms and will isolate until she tests negative. Anne Heche's death has renewed interest in her 2001 memoir.
Even though it's long been out of print, it's for sale on Amazon from one seller asking $749 per copy. According to The Hollywood Reporter, prices have skyrocketed. Per Publishers Weekly, the book has Heche recounting her childhood growing up in Ohio in a conservative Christian family with claims of childhood sexual abuse and trauma inflicted by her father, a Baptist minister. While she detailed her rise in Hollywood amid a shifting culture and her relationship with Ellen DeGeneres. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
The World Series dates are set, and for the first time since 1915, Game 1 will be on a Friday, and it could end November 5th, the latest ever. Major League Baseball says its expanded postseason will begin with all four games in the new wild card series on October 7th, with a division series starting October 11th, and the championship series beginning on October 18th for the National League and October 19th for the American League. The World Series begins October 28th. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.